Good day. Here at Brookings Radio, we continue our candidate profiles for Brookings City Council. Today, we welcome Leah Brink. Leah, and first of all, the first question, why are you running for City Council?
Well, I'm running because I think Brookings is an amazing place, and I would like to be part of the group that keeps it strong and growing into the future.
How about a little bit about yourself for people who don't know you?
Yeah, absolutely. I did not go to school here in Brookings. I mean, I didn't grow up here as a child, but I have lived in this community for 20 years. I'm a two-time Jackrabbit. Both my parents were Jackrabbits, and my kids are in the Brookings school system. I've been working at Daktronics for 13 years, and I have other business experience, small business experience, property management, and things like that in my past as well.
We're going to start with this, retail development. For years, I think since I've moved here more than 20 years ago, People have been talking about bringing more retail to town.
Yeah.
The developers of the marketplace just requested and got an extension, so that won't be happening as early as we hoped. What are your ideas for retail development in Brookings? What can we do? What do you think we should be doing?
You know, it's a good question. And what I would say is that we have to really consider what's going on nationally and locally with retail. You hear every day of malls closing and big box and mid box stores closing. So for me, I'm not positive that this is the right time to take a huge jump into mid box retail.
Can we help small retail?
I think that that's important here. We have a great entrepreneur community here in Brookings, and we have resources to help that community. We have facilities to try to incubate businesses, and that is something that we should continue to work on and focus on. And I think it's important for us as a community to have an identity that we are not trying to be Sioux Falls. We are not trying to be anything other than Brookings. And I think our boutique shops and our manufacturing sector can be stronger. And I don't know that we need to do a lot with that retail market.
Let's turn to the role of advisory boards and committees in Brookings. There's been some recent controversy about that. And rather than asking about that, I'm just going to ask how you see the role of advisory boards and committees to the City Council. Does the council need them? Should we have them? And then how should the council interact with them if we are going to have them?
Another really good question. I do think we need these boards. I think it's an important voice because the council cannot be everywhere. The council is six members plus a mayor, and it is not practical for every one of those members to be in every one of these conversations. It's just not possible to do so. So what we need is a system of strong committees that are able to get their concerns and their agendas and their ideas somehow to the council so that if policy changes are needed, the council is able to take that into account and then push through the necessary changes that might bubble up out of that. I think the committees are an important link between the community and what the community needs and wants and the legislative arm of the government.
Right now, the old armory downtown is kind of on the brink of what either being torn down, reused, not sure. Apparently, there is some interest now in the adaptive reuse as kind of we get a second round of thoughts. Your thoughts on the old armory and what we should do?
I certainly hope we can figure out a way to retain that space. It is a one-of-a-kind building. We don't get buildings like that being built anymore. And if we lose it, it's gone forever. We don't have another one. So I hope that someone is able to come up with a plan that will allow for successful adaptive reuse that is also fiscally attainable and realistic for those developers. And I hope that we can keep that structure right in the heart of downtown Brookings.
And that decision could be coming soon from the way it sounds. Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about drainage. Obviously, it's been an issue. And fortunately, we've been doing pretty well so far this spring. But your thoughts on what the city can and should do with drainage?
Well, I actually think that there has been a recent hire within the city government of a drainage specialist or someone of that nature. And so I don't have a lot of details on that at this time, but I certainly hope that that individual is able to work with the necessary parts of the government to take the most needed areas and focus on that and then work towards mitigating in the future. So I think as we develop our community further, we have to think about drainage and we have to design and build responsibly, develop responsibly so we don't make the problem worse. But then alongside of that, we come along and we fix the areas that have challenges.
Leah, other than the issues we talked about, anything you would like to work on if you're elected to the Brookings City Council?
One thing I'm really passionate about is workforce development, and I think that that is a way to strengthen our economy across the board, no matter what industry you're in, no matter what sector you come from. You need workers to be able to grow businesses, and so that could involve a lot of different things. I've been active on the different Workforce Alliance task forces within BEDC, and I certainly am also a proponent for youth workforce, and I think that there's a lot of trends where college students and high school students maybe aren't working to the degree that they used to be when I was that age. And I think that that's unfortunate. I think we need to encourage our young people to get a job and figure out a way to provide something of value in the marketplace.
Why should the voters of Brookings vote Leah Brink on April 9th?
Because I'm a hard worker. I will do my best. I can take in a lot of different information and opinions and try to synthesize those into something that makes sense for the community. I'm here. I'm offering my time and my talent towards this cause, and I really hope to earn your vote on April 9th or before.
Leah Brink, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Right here at Brookings Radio.